This is Oh Snap for March 15th, 2012. It's going to get crazy, yo. I'm stalling because I don't have the right thing up.
It's a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
Oh, you just got to love those old 80 cartoons, commercials.
Sad that I actually remember that.
Yeah. Those are the type of things, though, I just like to listen to every once in a while and kind of daydream with and be reminiscent of the time. Hey, it's Oh Snap. This is Alan Brosius Wade, or as I usually call myself, just Alan. And I've got a co-host now. Holy shizzle the nizzle. Keith. Keith Davis.
I'm here.
He's here. He's in the booth. He's the other man with the plan. Hopefully he'll make me sound less medicated today.
I will do my best.
He's going to be my jumping off point. He's probably going to keep me in line with the stories. And we've got tons today. Thank goodness.
Got some funny ones, man.
This first one. Let's go ahead and roll right into it. This first one. Oh, wait. Should I play the first?
Oh.
Yeah, it's one of those type of stories. It makes you just go, what? Massachusetts urologists practice and offer pizza with vasectomy. Get a vasectomy, eat some pizza, and watch some basketball. Talk about fun times.
Oh, yeah. Easy and less stressful form of birth control. That's their whole ploy.
Goodness gracious. I mean, I'm just thinking to myself, okay, so I'm going to get a little bit of my manhood taken away. And I think the first thing I want is a pizza.
You know, it's kind of a good idea when you think about it. Their whole thing is the basketball tournament that's coming up. Hey, have a pizza after the vasectomy. Enjoy the show. You got a good excuse.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know if the NCAA – really needs to have men sitting there with one nut and talking about basketball.
Well, I just don't think a pizza could make me go in for that anyway.
But, yeah, I don't think it's a driving force. I really need a pizza. damn, am I willing to lose a nut for it? I think let me go ahead and bust this one nut for a pizza and some basketball. Is there beer? Now, if there's beer involved, you will get some guys going in there going,
well, yeah, hey, that would be a much better idea. But, yeah, maybe they're on the right track there with a bribe, but come on, get something better than that.
Oh, gosh. I'm not even going to read the story. That's it, 100%. That's my son in the background is agreeing. That's it. When I grow up, I'm going to get my nuts cut off and have a pizza.
I guess with the way the economy is, they got to come up with something.
Yeah, you got to get them in the doors. That's the whole idea, is you got to get them in the doors.
I guess that's one way to do it. Hey, a few people will fall for it, I'm sure.
Oh, goodness gracious. this other story, which I'm amazed with. I didn't even look at the picture for it. And I'm going to give this story. This is a long clip, but I'm going to give this story one of these.
Stage 5. Evacuation beginning. Evacuation complete.
And the reason why I played that long clip is the next story deals with a 14-pound baby. Woman gives birth to son weighing nearly 14 pounds.
It's crazy.
That is gotta hurt. I saw my wife give birth. Well, I've seen all four of my kids born. And it didn't look good at 7 pounds, 8 pounds, 6 and 7 again. What was Max?
Max was 6.
Max was 6. Sam was 5. Yeah, that's, I knew one of them was like a little underweight. Max, Sam was 5. And just to imagine a 14 pound basketball of love coming out of a woman, that's just got to be crazy.
Yeah, they had to do the C-section on that one, I'm sure.
I'm trying to find out exactly if they
Oh, yeah, here it is. Yeah, they actually did. They did do a C-section.
They did do a C-section. Okay. Yeah, so, yeah. So, oh, and...
Well, the funny, sad... Well, actually, it's not really funny. It's kind of sad. She had already bought a bunch of clothes. She wasn't planning on a monster that big, though. So
oh,
all
yeah.
The clothes got to go back.
All these newborn clothes that are, you know, fit in the palm of your two hands. No, no, your kid's a little bit bigger, woman. Goodness gracious. That did they say anything? I'm looking at the – they don't say anything about, you know, the size of the mother and the father or if it runs in the family.
No, but, you know, they're actually doing some research to find out if that is the biggest baby that was ever delivered at that hospital.
Wow.
Very likely probably is.
That has to be literally a record breaker. That's got. I'm probably sure Guinness has something to do with it, and I'm not talking about the beer. I'm talking about the record.
Should give that woman a trophy or something.
Yeah, you know? She needs, you know, trophy and a couple of coupons because she's going to need them because the poops are going to be humongous. Imagine that kid taking a dump. Oh crap!
Oh my God,
my son can shit loads, and I'm sorry that's got to be.
That dad might should have gone for the pizza vasectomy deal. He might have had a better time.
Oh, the poor lady. Afterthoughts. I know that's what she's thinking right now. You're getting you some pizza. You're going to watch some NWCP. What the hell? Doggone muscle relaxer. I can't even. NCAA. NCCP. I'm making
this,
up.
This kid was 2 ounces away from 14 pounds, man. That's unheard of.
Oh gosh, that is unheard of. This is a unique story. You always hear every year some, you know, like usually about the New Year's Eve baby, or you know every 4 years you hear about the leap year baby.
Oh yeah, the leap year. Yeah, we had somebody I know actually had twins
leap day. Wow.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for them. That's two kids that are not going to have a birthday next year, and they're going to be. Why does everybody else have a birthday? Oh, that's right. I've just opened up Coca-Cola. I'm not drinking my normal beer because I have had muscle relaxers, as you can hear from my constant stumbling and stammering. And, ooh, this is warm Coca-Cola. This is going to go down good.
Like a glove! Like a glove!
But we do have an actual an affiliate sponsor. If you go to the website, ShellyandAllen.com, and press on the little Mr. Beer, that's right, the people that I have homebrew with, if you click on that, you can get us a little money and keep the show going. You can also go underneath that and hit the donations button and also donate. Anything you put in the donations, if you put in the comment, you can have me say goony goo goo or whatever. Put a little donation and put a dollar to the show, and you'll get me saying silly things. And luckily,
pretty
nice
little beer kit there too that you can get.
Oh yeah,
make your own beer.
Yeah, make your own beer. Several flavors to choose from, and if you're just new to it, it's really easy to do. Me and my wife did it within a few hours. We enjoyed the beer afterwards. Matter of fact, it's all gone, and we're looking to order some more refills. And what's cool is you get the first kit, and then all you have to do is get refills.
And how long did it take you to make it before you could actually drink it?
It was about 4 weeks, but, I mean, really worth it.
Worth the wait.
Yeah, and you can always sample beforehand like I did.
Sneak a sipper in there.
Sneak a couple sips in there and go, okay, it's working. It's getting, that does taste like beer. It doesn't taste like you know, somebody's left testicle that was just at a pizza parlor looking at basketball games. Now, I shouldn't joke like that. Man's nuts are serious things. And if you lose one for a pizza, you're a serious man. I have flabbergasted my co-host to the point of giggling.
I'm sorry. I just can't get over that whole pizza for a vasectomy deal. That's killing me.
It is. And, you know, I'm sorry. You know, what if somebody's back there cooking the pizza and they make a little mistake and you get a Rocky Mountain I can't even finish.
Well, yeah, I mean, hopefully they're giving you like a certificate or something. Hopefully they're not making these pizzas in the same. Oh my gosh.
That'd be.
We got another client. Run back there and throw another one in the oven.
Hurry up, throw one in there. This is a juicy one. I think I've grossed out all the lady listeners at this point. If there are any ladies, I'm getting one star. Probably going to get one star reviews from one testicle men who had pizza during their vasectomy.
Your story wasn't funny.
Your story wasn't funny, you son of a bitch. I'm taking back my star, and I'm not listening to your show never again. All right, let's close out the Woman Gives 14-Pound Baby, and let's do the next story, which it's weird, crazy. The title in itself is enough to make you just go, what? Death's barred in Italian village. What?
Thou shalt not die there.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to actually read the story. Since the start of the month, it's been illegal to die in Fallicchio del Masio.
Something like that.
Fallicchio del Masso. Village of 3,700 people from some 50 kilometers, 30 miles from Naples. The mayor there has issued a tongue-in-cheek decree because the village has no cemetery, and it is in feuding with a neighboring town, having a logistical problem. I'm paraphrasing about what to do with the deceased. So the mayor told newspapers and villagers, "The audience has brought happiness. Unfortunately, two elderly citizens disobeyed." So,
did you know? Yeah, that's we got nowhere to put the dead people, so we'll just make it illegal for them to die. That'll solve that problem.
Yeah, if you don't home, just keep pumping them. Just keep pumping them full of get rail juice, and you can.
Yeah, there you go.
You can keep on going.
You know, the way I understand it is actually against the law to commit suicide. So if you try and fail, you could go to jail.
Oh, there you go. The new slogan
makes about as much sense.
Oh, goodness gracious. We're going to take a small commercial break for this message.
Oh, snap. The show brought to you today by the drink that I have in my hand. That's right. It's the drink that I have in my hand. Thank you for watching.
Yeah. Warm Coca-Cola. Take that in your pipe and smoke it. Goodness gracious. I'm just so friendly. I hear. Could you hear that in the background?
I hear a little screaming. Somebody sounds either happy or a little ticked off. I don't know which.
They're probably extremely happy because they just got allowed to play in Max's room, the little baby's room, and he's got... No, they're in the bathroom playing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's toothpaste all over the floor, I'm pretty sure.
Do you have one of these big-ass boxes of toys in your bathroom that they can play in the tub with? And you always say, only two toys, but they dump the whole damn basket in there? You got one of those get-ups?
I don't have one of those get-ups. Actually, what I have is just a bathroom full of toys. I hate to... hate to sound messy, but that's pretty much all it is just, you know, toys, toothpaste, and toilet paper. It's the three T's. And
it's... A very functional bathroom.
A very functional bathroom. There's no getting around it. It's definitely crazy and wild in there. And he's got his own. The boys have their own bathroom, so we kind of let some things go by. And I'm going to work on my son on AIM later. But that's another story. That's definitely. excuse me. That's the first Coca-Cola. Emergency burp, medicine burp.
How many of those warm Cokes you got there, buddy?
I just have the one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
thank goodness. We've only got We've only got a few more stories.
This show is going
a lot faster than what I thought. Did you have some more stories that you wanted to?
There's just one that's been nagging at me that I got to ask you about.
Okay.
What's this about the Boston police clamped down on slam dancing? First of all, what the heck is slam dancing? I've never even heard of that.
I have not heard of slam dancing. I've heard of the mosh pit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm wondering if that's what they're talking about. But how can you ban dancing? That's...
Did you see Footloose? Oh, my God. Here we go.
Okay, let me rephrase that. How can you do that without Kevin Bacon being involved?
Exactly.
Because I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they have a lot of metal dancing. Oh, I see. I'm looking at the show now. House of Blues. They had to have a license for a mosh pit.
It's like in Boston, right?
Yeah, in Boston. And Flogging Molly, of course, caused it. And that makes sense there. If it's Flogging Molly and there's a mosh pit, then yeah.
You're going to have some bloody noses.
Yeah, you're going to have some slam dancing. I should have read the story before it. But that does...
It actually makes a little sense, but slam dancing, I just never heard it referred to that way.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of it called the mosh pit. I guess
are we just old?
That's what I was just going to say. I'm just too damn old. I don't like the rap music. I don't like the slam dancing. Damn, these kids, get off my lawn. It's pretty much my – and it's only been in the last – probably like 5 years that I've really started noticing that my taste in music has really started to go backwards instead of forwards. I can't listen to the Bieber. I can't listen to the, what is it? Lady Gaga sounds like a baby. I can't.
Yeah. I like a few of the new things, but I think I got forever stuck in the '80s. I just kind of stopped there. I grew up in the '80s, so I never really updated my musical taste. I have every CD I still had when I was 15.
Oh, wow. So. You're good. You're doing better than me. I'm trying to get my downloads legalized. I've got tons of old school hip hop. You know, that's probably where I'm the most stuck at. Granted, though, my wife will get me to play some songs that really make me feel really, really bad about my choice of music. I'll give you an example.
Yeah, example, please.
I don't care what you say. I love this song.
80, ladies.
Oh, yeah. It's time for Second Sense to get all up in your house.
Get comfortable on the bed.
I think if we play any more, we'll probably get copyright infringement. So, but yeah.
Just enough
Hall & Oates to make you wet your pants, ladies. That's what I'm doing. I can't believe I just played Hall & Oates.
In the right circumstances, that song could be killer, man.
Hey, not only killer, but it could make a 14-pound baby. If you're almost had a spit take.
Yeah, I had to do that when I took a sip, didn't you?
That's exactly what I wanted. I wanted the spit take. Oh, one of these days I'll get it right. Uh-oh. Okay, good. For a second there, I thought we'd stop recording. Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah, I kind of disappeared for a minute there. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
No, I was doing some behind-the-scenes reviews.
So you don't be dying and don't be slam dancing. I think we've learned that. That's for sure.
Don't be dying, don't be slam dancing. That sounds like, I think that's the name of the show. Don't be dying, don't be slam dancing. We're going to do it. We'll have to do an intro together on that. That'll be hilarious.
If you do, we ain't got nowhere to bury you.
Yeah. We have a lot of stories about stuff running out.
Don't we, though? Including people running out of the stores with things.
Oh, goodness gracious. We have running out of the store, running out, and a baby falling out, apparently. There wasn't much pushing.
You know what?
What, honey? 14 pound baby didn't fall out. Look, she's chiming in from the. You hear in the back there? 14 pound baby.
Yeah, a little bit. Give her a microphone, man.
Here, I'm gonna bring up the trim. And Shelly, what did you say?
14 pound baby didn't fall out.
Yeah, you say that. Do you have any? You have some words of wisdom to us men talking about 14-pound babies falling out of wet, sloppy vajayjays? See, it's that last little line. It's like she was going to get all serious, and she's like, "Oh, that's right. He's doing his comedy show, bastard."
Same with JJ, and then they don't want in on the conversation.
I need to. Okay, let me cut that down so you're not getting all that background noise. Yeah, I don't need to save a JJ for all of
them. I think the girls came up with that term, though, didn't they? I mean, I've never heard that from too many men.
I can't remember when I started using that as a term of endearment for the fallopian tubes, but I've used that for a while now that I think about it. But
I think I stole it from a girlfriend. She you know, started calling it that. So,
you can't.
I figured it was okay.
Was it in terms of you can't get none of the vajayjay, or you better start working the vajayjay? It's usually around. It's usually one of those two.
I think it was more of a when I bend over, you can't see my vajayjay in these, can you? All those type of things.
Oh,
of course, I lied. You know, you got to lie on that one.
Oh yeah, camel toe is the greatest. Okay, let's get back to the stories. 1-star review from camel toe ladies. Steven Seagal in the Arizona Sheriff's Office sued.
Oh, here we go.
Apparently, Steven Seagal, because he is working with the Arizona Sheriff's Department as a actual real sheriff's deputy. I guess they unlawfully raided a home of Jesus Lover.
Lover. Jesus Lover. Looks like Jesus Lover
is what it looks like. They just raided the home of Jesus Lover because he had some roosters and they thought they were cockfighting. So Jesus had some cockfighting roosters and Steven Seagal wasn't down with it. I've just summed up the story right there.
Can you imagine they're driving by? I've seen the show, so I think I'm feeling some illegal activity over there. Let's go roll in and check it out. The crazy part is the sheriff's office, it says in here that they used a tank, a bomb robot, and 40 deputies, part of a normal course of duties.
So
what's normal about that?
Okay, so look, dude, I see the roosters over there. They fighting. I can smell the chicken shit. So let's go over there and raid them. Wait, no, we need a robot. A tank.
We need to equip ourselves first.
A couple of bomb sniffing dogs, and now let's go. That's you couldn't just knock on the door and say, "Dude, what's up with the roosters?" You know.
Just... Apparently, he actually had some roosters there, but he claims they're just for show.
Oh my god!
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's just kind of crazy. There, I mean, if you like breed your roosters and you are winning prizes and all this other stuff, and then all of a sudden Steven Seagal stomps his big foot into your house with a robot and a tank, and it's like, "Yo, I'm taking your shit. Let's go." You know,
you gotta wonder if that's some kind of a setup of something. I mean, that's crazy.
That is.
Does this mean we don't have to watch him anymore? Or?
You know, it'd be funny if it's like that Family Guy episode. Look, Steven Seagal's finna break into one of these houses. Hey, that's my house. Wait a second. Roosters, you're supposed to be
clocking.
They're
actually suing. Yeah.
But he's actually suing the sheriff's office, right? He's not suing.
Yeah.
He's not suing
They're actually
Steven
suing
Seagal.
The sheriff's office.
Although, didn't Steven Seagal make money back in the day? I mean, he was badass. I mean,
for a while he was.
I should definitely rephrase that. He's still badass. The guy's got some deep kung fu isms in him. He's steep in. I don't know what I'm saying, if I'm saying it right. He's got some mad skills when it comes to the black belt. I guess is basically what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, he's actually. I forget the actual martial art, but he's like something like a 7th level black belt. Aikido, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
He actually even trains MMA fighters still. So, he's still in the – he wears these funny yellow – have you seen the yellow sunglasses he wears?
No, I haven't seen those. I need to probably –
look pretty funny, but – I mean,
oh, wow. Uh-oh. It's probably my internet that's probably crapping out. Doggone windjammer. fix my internet. Damn.
I guess when you're Steven Seagal, you can wear yellow sunglasses. Yeah, yeah, there's a little skippage there.
Little skippage. It's probably my windjammer, but that we're just gonna fight through it. We may have to repeat ourselves over and over as I burp into the microphone. It's all right. It's the first show with the co-host. It's working good. I'm enjoying it. And you know, I was talking about how we were going through stories short, but it was because we were going, how much can we talk about these stories? We didn't realize how fast we're going to get through them. So we'll do a little something fun at the end. We'll get it going. We'll get it off and popping. If you're watching live, join us in the chat room right underneath my my live stream. Oh wow, I closed the page, so I can't even describe it right. But on the ShellyandAllen.com, if you go to a live show and you go to the bottom and you're in that chat room, hey, we can see you guys. You can ask us questions. I'm going to open up Facebook, which I was supposed to do, and I accidentally closed that too. You could message us on Facebook and tell us how much we suck, and then we'll keep doing the show because we don't care.
We're having a good time.
We're having a good time. I am going to work on a Twitter for the account and other stuff. Also, this show is dedicated to my son. I didn't get a chance to call him yesterday. Trey, happy birthday. Sorry, dude. You're 19. You're a man. One of these days, we'll go to a strip bar.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, you were telling me his birthday was coming up.
Yeah.
19.
I gotta get him into a strip club because he hasn't seen real tits yet, and he needs to. Aren't there
places you can do that when you're 18? Maybe next year, huh?
There are, but you know, he was still, you know, he's still pretty close to mama. I didn't want to scare him too much.
Yeah.
Plus, the places in Illinois, they're like full nudity. They're not like just the titties. They're full on, you know.
You got to go all the way or nothing.
Yeah, hairy patch and everything. So he's going to have to. I wanted to make sure that he had a year in him to kind of man up, release a little stress, and then be like, okay, daddy, I can handle it now.
You can't just jump into the deep end right away.
Yeah.
You
know? I don't want him to go home with a stripper for $75 and then just end up dropping her off like daddy did. Damn you, Cinnamon. So anyway.
Got some stories, do we?
I married Cinnamon. Okay, so next story.
Facebook's going to get you in trouble. That's what I've been reading.
Facebook's going to get you in trouble? Really? What am I?
Well, yeah. Have you heard about these schools and employers asking for people's Facebook passwords now?
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. I don't know what that's about.
I'm not worried about that because I've always been somewhat online. So if you haven't found it already,
right?
You haven't been looking. I'm the only Bro Seuss or Brother Seuss on Google. If you Google me, the first 20 is me. So it's like, that's all I do. I'm on the internet and it's all good. Yeah. Wink, wink, hint, hint. I hope his sister didn't watch this. Taylor, you're not going to a strip. I can't take you to one of the girl strip places. You'll have to have your mom do that.
Uh-oh.
I'm not having any dangly parts in front of me. Oh, no. I don't even want to see my dangling parts, let alone some other guy's junk. And the boys have gotten rowdy once again, so.
Sounds like they're having a good time to me, though.
Oh, yeah, they are. As long as they're having fun, I really can't really get too mad at
them. What's this story you got down here? Maybe you can explain this one. A Facebook friend offer exposes a man's other wife. What is this about?
Oh, wow. I forgot that story.
You forgot that story. How could you forget that? Well, apparently.
Hold on. I'll put it up. I must have clicked it off or something and didn't realize it.
Okay.
Facebook friend offers expose man's other wife. So basically what happens is there was a guy, and his name was Alan L. O'Neill. Not this Alan, but another Alan. O'Neill. He was married to a woman in 2001, moved out in 2009, changed his name, and remarried without divorcing.
Oh, come on, buddy.
The first wife noticed O'Neill had moved on to another woman when Facebook suggested the friend connect to wife number two. You may know. So apparently Facebook knows you are still married to him, even though he changed the name. So I guess he said he was I guess he changed his name to Alan Falk instead of O'Neill. And
he thought that would be good enough. That's not going to get me caught there. I'll just change my name.
I'm just going to change my name. Woman changes her name, I'm going to change my name.
no one will ever know.
But it looks like they're trying to get him on bigamy charges. So it's going to be interesting. Crazy. There's still some more into it, but that's basically the story summed up. And it's funny because not only did wife number one find out about wife number two, but then wife number one called the ex-husband's mother, and she knew about wife number two, and also said, "Oh yeah, yeah, you're still married to him, but he's also married."
I wonder how wife number two felt about this. I wonder if she even knew.
Wife number two was a little ticked. Just a little ticked off, I think.
Crazy. I would imagine so.
Yeah. We did have somebody in the chat room. I just happened to look, and we did have somebody in the chat room, and they left. So apparently, page closed. So they probably accidentally went to the Justin TV link and closed down.
They just stumbled into the wrong rec room, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Don't worry. We'll have more for you guys later. Facebook will get you in trouble. Good. I just, like I said, you just never know. Like, I'm all out there, so to me, it's not an issue of privacy. Although I don't have any plans to. It's hard enough trying to keep one woman satisfied.
I'm kind of the same way. I don't put much on Facebook either, but you know, it's always showing you, even if you don't have a friend on there, it's always got, you might know this person.
Oh,
you might
yeah.
know that. And it shows you their little posts and stuff. So
yeah, and
gotta be careful.
Gotta be careful. You never know who's, you know, watching. And now with the streaming thing that's on the side, that's constantly streaming. So if somebody does something on a friend's page talking about you, you know about it instantly. And that's how how you get all the gossip going in Facebook. And I'm not into the gossip of Facebook. I'm into clean living, a good household, and lots of steak and BJ's. Because yesterday was steak and BJ day. That's right, women. You were supposed to cook us a steak and BJ. So anyway.
serve it in your BJ's.
Yeah. No, BJ.
I got you. That's even better.
Yeah.
I was happy with the PJ part. Now you're going to change the letter on me. That's even better.
Yeah, I got to find that post. Steak and PJs. Well, I thought for a second we had a visitor, but it was just the kids knocking. They want to come in. And so, do you feel me knocking? You let me come in? I completely forgot about that Facebook story. I feel stupid because I really wanted to talk about that, and the medicines have got me all goofy. Oh, man. You know,
I think we're going to see a lot more interesting stories like that, though. I mean, come on.
Oh,
when you think of how dumb the average person is, and you think a lot of them are even dumber than that, there's got to be some gold out there waiting to happen.
Oh, well, and the thing about it is people don't understand. We're both internet savvy. We understand that if we put something on the internet, literally it's out there to the public to see.
Can see it.
There's no privacy on the internet. Facebook, you think your stuff is private? No, you're blasting it out to the people you know that are seeing it, but also people you don't know. So, and you know, I'm 100% cool with that. I've been living ever since this show in its first incarnation. Is that a word? Sure.
It's sure.
A word.
Why not?
It's a word.
It can be.
It's first incrustation. It was it was going to be like a constant. I live on the internet. 24-hour stream, me doing goofy stuff, and then reality set in because the wife was like, "I don't want to have, nuptials with you on camera." So that
I think I was kind of that way when I started out. You get all gung ho and you're like, oh, "I'm going to talk about my life every day. Yeah. Let everyone know what's going on." And day four, you're like,
"Yeah, you're like fuck this. I can't do this no more." Hey, Winnie the Pooh. Here, let me turn up the trim so you can hear this. Of course, it goes away then.
I turn it up. Oh, are we hearing?
Yeah, I turned it up real loud, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, is my son's got like one of those musical cards, and he's playing with it.
Oh, yeah.
Walking around the room, just swinging around, and of course it's got his song, Winnie the Pooh. And then right when I turn it up to hear it, it goes away. And then he doesn't shake it. He's just like, I'm not going to turn it on now. Daddy's trying to listen to me.
I'd like to find the guy who made this little ridiculous little purple, I don't even know what the heck you called it, some kind of a critter that bounces up and down and just makes this noise. And once you push the button, it ain't shutting up for a good 2 or 3 minutes. And you can walk by this thing, I swear, and it will start going off. I don't know if it's on it or what, but
noisy,
I don't know what is up.
Noisy kids' toys in general should be banned. That's what you need to ban instead of deaths in an Italian village. You need to, ban loud kid toys. Got it.
Some of them you can take the batteries out of.
Yeah. But even then, they'll find a way to make it slam up against something and be loud.
Oh, yeah. Some of the batteries are internal. You can't even get to the stupid things.
Well, we're past the halfway mark, so we're going to do the question of the day. And this question was brought to my attention because somebody walked past me saying something silly like, I'm thinking about spray tanning. The person happened to be pregnant. And she then said, it's not like it's chemicals or anything. And I just went, should a pregnant woman spray tan, really? You know,
we're not talking about Snooki, are we?
No, not Snooki. Although, if Snooki was working
spray,
at work,
spray tan?
Yeah, she's working. I don't know. You know what? We should look up and see if she's got pictures frequently spray tanned Snooki pregnant.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I'm gonna let you do that as I.
Yeah, I'm on it.
As I try to stay awake. Doggone those medicines, I tell you. And the warm Coke isn't helping. I tell you.
For your sore throat, try warm Coke.
I'm hoping that this sore throat and this muscle spasm goes away. Cause, you know, if you're watching the show, you know I'm in one position pretty much the whole time. I'm not moving around. And what little bit of moving around I do, there's a little bit of goodness on my face. But I'm feeling vibe. And like I said, this is the first show with a co-host, people. This is great. I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it to death. I've talked my co-host into, I hope I have, talked him into playing some Star Trek Online. Free to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've played MMORPGs before. I think you've played Warcraft, you said.
Oh, yeah. I used to be into them back in the day when they had the old King's Quest on the PCs. Wow. I used to love that.
Yeah, so we're probably going to have, like, later on as we get better into this, we'll have game talk section where we'll talk about games. Although there's another game I probably want to get him hooked into, but I'll talk to him off air on that one. Because there's a part of the show, or there's another show I would like to do where I would have us playing games and then going back and forth talking about what's going on in the game and stuff. But that's for off the air. We'll finalize and get that off the air. But
I didn't find anything about Snooki, but I did think – I think I found kind of an answer to the question.
All right.
Is spray tanning safe while pregnant?
All right.
According to whatever this website is, eHow, most women want to look their best while pregnant, including having that radiant glow that people talk about. Going to a tanning bed or getting a tan in the sun are not safe during pregnancy. The hormone changes related to pregnancy can cause skin changes that can cause sunburns for women who normally tan. Hmm. The obvious alternative is spray tanning, which gives the look of a healthy glow without the nasty side effects of burns and possible skin cancer. So according to this, I mean, it doesn't say yes or no, but from what they're saying, sounds like it's safe.
Sounds like it's safer than going to a tanning bed and roasting the baby. It's pretty
definitely definitely safer than that.
So, okay. So if the baby in the oven is cooking normally, you don't put them in the tanning bed to cook them a little bit more. But you can spray on fake tan, which makes you look all orangey and like a carrot. So
it does go on to say, use good judgment. Okay. I would hope you wouldn't have to tell people.
Yeah.
To use good judgment.
Yeah, don't breathe it in, but yeah. Okay.
And don't go during your first trimester. That's the whole point.
That's, yeah, that's probably the best time. So, okay. Lady at work, good on you. I want to see you tan and looking the bomb at work. I wonder if she was going to do that today or tomorrow. I wonder if she's listening to the show right now. If so, oh, snap. That's the first time I said it on the show.
Maybe she's on the way to the booth right now.
Maybe she's on the way to the booth. You know what? We need to get like a drinking game going. Every time you hear the word oh, snap on the show, take a shot. Good luck.
Time for a sip of tea. Now, don't say nothing too funny. I'll spit all over my camera.
I'll try not to. The JJ.
And another swallow goes down.
Okay. Oh, wow. We are at the 740. See, when we get sidetracked and off subject, that's when we lose track of time. And
we were just halfway through. What happened to the last 10 minutes, man? They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
They'll never come back again. Oh, my God.
I'm glad we've got it to an hour. In the last, 20 minutes of show, let us talk about what the druggies are doing. Or druggies. Gosh, Alan, come on. What the drug heads are doing now in Washington State. Oh, no, wait. I bet you this is Washington, D.C. No, it's Washington State. St. Paul Mini.
Uh-oh. What they got cooking in Washington State?
Well, I'm just going to provide you with this scenario. Say you want to get some drugs. Okay.
Okay.
Say you want to get some drugs. And say you don't have any money. What would be your alternative form of payment?
Well, I know they used to do the food stamp thing, but now they got the card, so that's a lot harder. Mm-hmm. Huh. I don't know, man. You have to go pawn something, I guess, right?
Well, you could pawn something. You could offer yourself orally.
Offer some services, yeah.
You know what's funny? I've got the explicit tag, but I've just been, like, shunning around words. And I
could something F-bombs. Inside you just wants to hold it back.
I could drop F-bombs all through the show. I don't know. Anyway, well, it might be that my littlest Max is around, and I have the fear of, you know, his first words being, fuck you.
Oh, it could happen. You know?
I'm hearing music in the background. That's Max.
Somebody playing on the keyboard.
He's playing on the keyboard.
So how are we supposed to do this? We don't have money. We want the drugs. What's our options here?
You can offer them liquid Tide.
Tide is a commodity now.
Tide is a commodity. let me get to the meat of the matter. For a variety of reasons, the detergent in the familiar flame orange bottle is well suited for resale on the black market. Everybody needs laundry detergent, and Tide is the nation's most popular brand. It's expensive, selling up for $20 for a large bottle in stores, and it doesn't spoil. So apparently the deal is you watch them crack, give me your Tide, and then the drug dealer goes and has a legitimate black market resale, because that's probably a little bit more easier to sell than the crack.
That's kind of smart, too. You see somebody loading 5 or 6 bottles of Tide in their trunk, you might think they just got a lot of dirty laundry or something. Right. I mean, yeah, it's not too suspicious.
Not too suspicious. You know, if you see a whole bottle of crack next to it, then you might go, oh, okay. I'm trying to fathom how this even came about in the first place. Dude, he has a crack. I just need a little crack. I'm not gonna suck your dick, but I got some Tide. And the drug dealer's like, yeah, give me the Tide. I know exactly what to do.
The funniest thing about this to me is, if there's a story about this, it's not just one person in the world doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, let's see. Washington police raided a home of a suspect drug dealer last fall. They found the cocaine, all right, but they also found something unusual in the man's shelves, nearly 20 large bottles of liquid Tide.
Jeez, now we're going to have Steven Seagal going after people that he suspects have a room full of Tide.
Yeah, they got Tide and some coke in the back there. I got to
get the robots.
Get the robots, get the tank, and a couple of those dead roosters. We could put them on the door. Do them just like that one movie I was in.
I guess you get desperate enough, you're gonna turn over the tide for some drugs. I guess that's the bottom line.
I can't believe tide for drugs. That's just, I don't know.
Is it just tide? I mean, they don't like the all. What's the problem here? I'm
looking through the whole thing, and I'm just like, they're saying nothing about anything else. As a matter of fact, they're bringing up the CVS spokesperson.
Tide must be the Cadillac of dish detergents.
Yeah, exactly. Detergents. Man, I don't want no all. I don't want none of that bounce. I want Tide. Swoosh. I don't know. It's just crazy. Hey, he's got a screwdriver. Sam, why don't you get the screwdriver before he unscrews the fireplace?
Gonna take the piano apart, huh?
Yeah. No, don't go sticking it in the wall.
I actually did that once as a kid. Once, that's all it takes, just once,
yeah,
I promise.
Exactly. Just stick it right into the wall. No, my son's like, Daddy, he'll kill himself. Hey, I could put this in the wall. What the...
Kid. I actually had an interesting story from my dad. He went to school. I don't know what teacher it was. Apparently it was a science teacher, which is even scarier.
Right.
But they were doing this test where they plugged this thing into the wall and they're going to make the engine turn or whatever. So he hooks a fork to both ends of the wire, thereby shutting down the entire school. So they have to go flip the breakers in the school. You'd think a science teacher would know a little bit better than that.
He was a science teacher, but not an electrical teacher. And apparently,
apparently not.
And apparently the two don't mix. Holy cow.
They don't go together.
That's just like Tide and bounce don't go together. But crack does.
You got some all? Okay, we got some stuff with seeds in it with all. The all. Now, you bring some Tide, you get the good shit.
Yeah, you bring Tide, you get the crack. You got all, you just get the weed. So, you know.
Yeah, where did you say this was taking place at now?
This is I want to say it's MD. This says Washington. Washington, suburb of Washington. So I want to say it's Washington,
wow.
D.C. Yeah. Prince County MD. I guess that would be what's MD?
North Dakota, right?
Is that
Jeez, it must be going on everywhere.
Yeah, it must be going on everywhere because this is Yeah, they're saying this is a national, according to the National Retail Federation, this is a popular item that thieves, including, now they say that there's other things. It's not clear that the new type of, because organizers say it's a growing problem. It cost about $3.53 million in 2010. And the other popular items for thieves to trade for crack, baby formula, razor blades, and over-the-counter medicine. Now, over-the-counter medicine, I understand. Razor blades, I kind of get. Baby formula, that's just wrong.
That's a scary combination. Man. Give me some razor blades, some Tide, and I tell you what, my baby needs some formula, so let's just get it all at once. How about some crack on the side?
You go down the street, go get some Similac, razor blades, and some NyQuil, and I'll get you some crack to get you on your back.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness.
What's the world coming to?
Apparently
Tide.
Yeah. You're going to be clean and high.
somebody needs to start taking the toilet paper. Did you hear about that other thing that's going on in New Jersey?
Oh, yeah, New Jersey, the lack of toilet paper. and I'm going to read this one. Toilet paper is at the center of the latest battle in Trenton, New Jersey. Paper products are running low as Mayor Tony Mack, got the toilet paper back. His administration and the city council is in a quarrel over a contract to resupply the city government in New Jersey capital. City President Kathy McBride, also heir to the Bonnie McBride fortune, tells the tells the Times of Trenton, paper towel and toilet paper dispensers in the senior citizen centers, police headquarters, and fire departments and other city offices likely won't last through the week. So somebody better not wipe.
Did you hear that? Toilet paper dispensers? I didn't even know they had such a thing.
Yeah, I know. But, well, you know, that's probably the technical term for where you get the roll out.
Well, I guess you don't get it out in New Jersey, not right now.
They said that they have twice rejected a $42,000 contract for a year's supply of toilet paper products. $42,000 worth of toilet paper pretty much down the drain. I tell you, it says something about the economics if they're having a big fight over toilet paper.
We don't want to pay that much. We just hold off on the toilet paper until we get a better price.
We'll hold off on the toilet paper. Just use a cup. Just use a do like Steven Seagal, or not Steven Seagal. Do like Sylvester Stallone and use the three shell method. Demolition Man reference. One star reviews from Demolition Man.
Hey.
Anyway. I that just really does say a lot about the state of that of not being able to get toilet paper and other paper products, and I'm just trying to fathom of the hierarchy of things you need a list of. You know, you definitely need to furnish people a way to be in that building and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you think that'd be a top priority?
And lower taxes. You know what I'm saying? It's just. I mean, you don't want people walking around with sticky hands, signing licenses, and that's where my mind goes when I think of it.
Somebody's sitting down thinking, where can we cut corners? I got it. Toilet paper. That's what we'll do. Just forget the toilet paper. Well, people will deal.
Right. And I used to be one of those people that was scared to poop in public places. But
I have a friend that was that way. He would always go home if he had to go number two. He wasn't going to do it there.
Yeah. I have now gotten away from that, and I'm probably one of the biggest defenders of overusage of toilet paper, just for the simple fact that I don't want to walk back into the room full of ladies that I work with smelling like boo-boo. So so I can see how maybe they'll have like a two-ply, two-sheet rule.
The way they like to pass laws these days, man, they – anyone who uses more than four squares,
right, exactly,
gets a fine.
Oh goodness gracious, that's just so wrong, so wrong, so wrong, so wrong. And to know how we use it at the house, man, my son can go through some toilet paper.
I don't get how this is just a problem one place. You know, you think there'd either be a toilet paper problem all over, or everybody would have some.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, you know what, this could be something serious for. The Palestine City Council. The economics of the world is shot to shit anyway. Not going to point fingers on who did what to cause it, but it's shot all get out. And there's probably going to be a lot more stories about toilet paper running low for cities. And not in the fact that the toilet there you can't cut a tree and make some toilet paper. It's more going to be the fact that.
It takes a little more work than that.
they just don't want to ante up the little fee for it, and that's going to be the interesting
thing. Yeah, that's the bottom line. They just don't want to pay for it. That's really what's going on there.
Yeah,
it's not like we have a shortage of toilet paper.
No. No. When I start seeing the trees go bare and we can't find any more seeds to plant another piece of toilet paper. Well, I know. Wait a second. Now I'm going to get one-star reviews from people going green. All right, look. Maybe we can use recycled toilet paper, and maybe it'll be a tad bit cheaper. Maybe Tony Mac needs to figure that. I just can't. Tony Mac.
Okay, how about I got a guy. I figured it out. Hemp. Make hemp legal. They can grow hemp plants. Make the toilet paper out of hemp.
But then you'll get high on your toilet paper.
Hey,
dude. Hey,
that's just an added plus.
It's 420. I want to get high on my toilet paper supply.
Speaking of 420, it's coming up, isn't it?
Oh, hey.
Too bad we live in Texas, man. Where there is no way to medicate.
I'm hoping they'll repeal. No, wait. I hope they'll get their heads out their butts.
Yeah, I think they eventually. We got, 14, 15 states where it's medically legal now?
Medically legal. We should have it medically legal here. And, I think that the reasons behind it being illegal in the first place. I mean, it's one of the. I mean, I'd rather be high than drink a beer, just because of the statistical.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, you're not gonna. I mean, I'm not stupid enough to drive and be high, but if I'm gonna do
right, that, well, yeah. I mean, they've already got the laws in place for stuff like that. You know, if you're doing something dumb, it don't matter. You know, whether you're drunk or high, if you're doing something dumb, you should get punished. But that's a different matter.
Yes, but I'd like to be at home one day and. You know, self-medicate these back spasms with a little.
There you go. I think we'll see it in the next 5 years or so, probably. Yeah.
I think Texas is going to, because there's too many, we're already high enough in the state as is.
No kidding. I mean, take a trip to Austin. It's everywhere there.
Free to do it. We need to get Kiki Shepard to, was it Kiki Shepard? I forgot who it was that was running for governor last
year. I think Ron Paul's for it. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. I know Ron Paul's for it. And
somebody, is he?
But like I said, he's not going to get in office that.
Nah, I don't think so either.
Doggone. He keeps trying, though. He's like that one guy in the back of the room, always trying to sing the loudest in the choir. He's really off. Right. But he's trying,
tell you, he's
darnest, and you appreciate him because he's trying his darnest.
He's got that persistence, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, it looks like we have a show. That wasn't,
what, already?
That wasn't so hard, was it, for your first co-hosting adventure?
It was a good time.
It was a good time?
Yeah, I had a good time.
I'm happy you are happy. This will get easier as we get more used to it, and we'll figure out how much preparation we need to be prepped for, and we'll start breaking them down in segments. I think what we'll start doing is we'll start breaking down and have a Hollywood section, sports section, and we'll come up with those later off the air, and then we'll come
sounds
up
like
with,
a plan to me.
We'll come up with plans to make the man happy. And remember, Mr. Beer, our sponsor, go to our website, click on the Mr. Beer link, make us a little bit of cha-change. That way, we can put some professionalism into the show, like get that trial version Vid Blaster. Where is it at? Get that off the side of our thing, and then
you can drink your homemade beer while you listen to the show.
Drink your homemade beer while you're listening to the show, and we'll get the shot. We'll get the drinking game going. We won't do it as a shot game. We'll do it as a Mr. Beer drinking game, and that way, whenever I say, "Oh snap," you gotta hit the bottle. You don't have to tug it all the way down, but you gotta at least burp when you're done. Oh, gosh. I wish I had more zing. I feel bad that I don't have the zing and the panache that I normally have. I have this.
But did you finally finish the hot Coke at least?
I finished the hot Coke.
Did nothing for your back, though?
No. I'm moving around a little bit. I can still feel where it's at, but I'm avoiding those exact places. It's so weird because I'm trying to move around and stuff, and every time I do, I get like,
Dude, I got the cure for you. Go get the vasectomy and the pizza and take a few days off, I'm telling you.
go get a pizza vasectomy and call you in the morning, I guess.
That's right.
This has been Oh Snap. Keith, man, this has been great. Fans, this has been great. Email us at osnapshow@gmail.com. Give us your ideas. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. Check us out on iTunes and also on the website, shellyandallen.com. Peace, chicken grease, and what should I take him out with? I know. We'll take him out with this.
Been fun.
Danger Powers Personal Effects.
Actually, my name is Austin Powers.
It says here, name Danger Powers.
No. Danger's my middle name.